Hey everybody, welcome to March 10th, and we have been talking for a couple days about some pretty deep stuff. We've been talking about fear of death. We talked about not knowing where we're going when we die, and talked about we can know where we're going. We won't know all the details, but we'll know where we're going. And then yesterday I talked to you about the fact that some of us fear death because of what we'll leave behind. Today I want to start by reminding you that just because we can't comprehend something doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. My wife and I recently have decided that we are going on a week-long cruise in 2022. And we've never been on a cruise. In fact, we've been on one I would consider long vacation or regular vacation, just the two of us, one time since we got married, and that was our 10-year anniversary. We've been married 25 years now, and we have decided that we're going to go on a Christian cruise in 2022. And talking with my aunt and uncle, who have been on many cruises and Christian cruises, they tried to explain to us what it was like going on this massive ship that was full of Christian people, and that was just a week to fill you up. And they start describing the ship and how big and enormous this thing is and all the things it has. And I can try to wrap my mind around that, but a city that's floating on water, I just can't really understand. I don't have a point of reference. And I think that's why sometimes we fear the unknown, specifically death, because we don't have a reference point. We don't know what paradise looks like. Maybe you've been to Honolulu, or maybe you've been in the mountains and you say this is paradise, but it's not. There's still death. There's still death all around us. No matter where we go to, we can't escape from that. We can't escape from the sickness of sin in this world. But I think it's hard to look forward to things when we don't fully understand them. We can say, I'm excited about this cruise, but I have no idea what the experience is really going to be like. In Revelation chapter 21, we are reminded that one thing there's not any of in heaven is pain. Talk about not having a reference point. I told you Billy Graham said that, you know, we're born, we suffer, we die, but thank God there's a loophole. Fortunately, there's a loophole. Well, through Jesus dying for our sins and through God giving us the opportunity to spend eternity with Him in heaven, it's incomprehensible to know what it would be like not having pain. Never having a splinter in your finger, all the way to never losing somebody that you love. There's no reference point. But we can look forward to heaven because we know it's going to be so amazing that there's no way we could wrap our mind around it. And even when we're there, I don't know how we're going to wrap our mind around it. But isn't that a good thing? We live in this world that says we got to have it. We got to have it now. And we got to experience it. We got to know what it's going to be like and know all the details. And for those of us who are focused on details a lot, that's a hard pill to swallow. Let's just focus for a minute today on thanking God that we will be in heaven where there's no pain. Thank you, Lord, that you have a future for me that is so beautiful, words can't describe it. The sounds, words can't describe. The smells, words can't describe. The sights, words can't describe. What it will be like to see you face to face, we can't even begin to understand. But Lord, I smile knowing that that day is coming. I pray that you would help me to not fear death. I pray that you would help me, Lord, to understand as much as you have for me to understand, and to allow the rest to just be something to look forward to, knowing it's going to be glorious. God, I pray that you would walk with us through today. I pray that you would meet our every need, that you would give us our daily bread today, what we need, not just what we want. And we look forward to the day where there's no suffering, no pain, no tears, unimaginable. In Jesus' name, amen.